for April 18th, 2018. This is the Bototox Games, episode 81. I got back into Skyrim proper, as I was talking about yesterday, from Solstheim, and I started out by jumping back to where did I go first? Actually, I have to think. I was planning on continuing on the Dawnguard questline, so I decided, okay, well, I guess it's time to take Serena back to her home. I think it's called Volksheim or something. It's hard with these semi-Nordic names, being from the Nordic region. These names sound like half familiar, but they're still made up and strange and don't always make sense. But something like that. So it's a strange mix of German and Icelandic and some, I don't know. Anyway, so we jumped. I jumped to the nearest town, I believe. No, actually, what I did was go back to Winterhold and left off some stuff at the college. Then we jumped back. Then we jumped to the nearest area. I think it was a town or a cave or something that was near to where we were going. Started making our way. This is a mountain region, so I tried to stick to the path so my followers would get confused. We came across this fort, and I couldn't help but go look at it, and it was a bandit fort. So we took care of the bandits. They were some of them were quite tough. There was a bandit chieftain or whatever he's called. He was pretty tough. He actually took down my two followers, Serena and the new guy. I don't remember his name. He has a strange name. So they were down. They were they took a knee. They didn't die, but they were out of it for a while. And so he was doing quite some damage, but we took him out on the rest of the bandits. Made our way down and to the shore, picked some Nernroot growing there, and we got on. Oh yeah, there was another fort there with some elves guarding it. I went up to the guard, took out put on my necklace that gives me plus 15 to speech, but he still just said something like, this is private property or something, get out of here. Yeah, so I just decided to leave him alone. We went to the shore, there was a boat there, we took that over to Volksheim or Volksteed or whatever it's called. Went in there. Serena advised me to let her take the lead, to have an open mind of what I would see in there. Went in, there was a banquet with vampires and all these just bloody bodies lying on tables in front of them, and it's kind of strange in Skyrim, and everything is bloodied just because they're vampires. It's kind of strange. There's all these barrels covered in blood for some strange reason. I mean, they're like obviously like mead barrels, like smaller barrels on the table set on the side with a tap on them. But for whatever reason, there's blood spatters on the outside, and I don't know. It doesn't really make sense. But I guess they're really messy eaters or something. So there was a strange contrast between this kind of looked like this murder or like slaughterhouse or slaughter scene from a just a bloodbath, and then these vampires who are well dressed and sitting down eating, and I don't know if that's how I would depict it. Anyway, we talked to her father, the lord, vampire lord, and I'm given the option to get the power of a vampire, become a vampire or not. He tries to entice me by becoming, changing his form and looking like this big beast, vampire creature. Of course, decline, and I'm teleported outside. He says, okay, well, we'll consider you prey or bait or something, but I'll let you go for now because you saved my daughter. Yep, so we jump back down to Dawn Guard, or not the Dawn Guard, it was called the Dawn Fort Dawn, something, whatever. The place where the vampire hunters are hanging out. And there's an attack going on, so we help with that. And then I talk to the main guy, I can't remember his name now. And of course, he's like, okay, so there was a vampire lady, and you what? You saved her, and you did what? You returned her to her father, and she was carrying an Elder Scroll, and you let them keep that? And it made me feel kind of dumb, because she was giving such a good impression. I thought, well, the right thing to do would be to return her, but now I felt pretty stupid for doing that. I didn't even get a reward from it that I wanted. And I'm actually, my whole this whole storyline in my head that I have is that I'm hunting these vampires and I want to see them dead because I'm, because of all the vampires I encountered earlier in Skyrim. And, so this is just goes against my character. I guess I was under a trance. I guess that'll be my storyline for myself, for my headcanons, that I was, she had me under her spell in some way. So now I guess, now it's time to get our vampire hunting on. I was given a quest to find a couple of characters that he thought could help us, in our quest. That's my next goal. I jumped back to White Trunks to do some selling. We had another, I jumped to Winterhold after that to dump off some gear, and as we arrive into the main plaza there, there's a dragon attack, so we took that dragon out, so I got some extra dragon bones and an extra dragon soul. So I stuffed all the bones in my books and junk in my archmage room, and I think that's pretty much where I left it off. Next up will be to start looking for these two characters. I guess we have a couple more days till God of War, so I'll have a couple more sessions of Skyrim before I take a break for a while, I'm pretty sure. But having a lot of fun with it. It's nice to get back to Skyrim. I always enjoy this game and Oblivion as well. And I hope that that we get some new areas in Dawnguard. So far there hasn't been that much that looks different, but at least it's a carrot to push me forward to level up and so forth, so that I can be ready for the Dragonborn DLC when I want to go back to Solstheim. I did do some learning as well. There was a teacher, that guy who is the head of the Dawnguard. They're not called Dawnguard anymore, but the Vampire Hunters. He taught me how to use my heavy armor a bit better. I've been using, I mainly don't use heavy armor because I have whatever gear is giving me magical boosts, which is usually not heavy armor. But I do have some gauntlets and some boots in heavy armor, so that's always good to bring down the weight of those and increase the effectiveness. Anyway, time to end this. Bye-bye.